And does it have to be that way? Oh, does it have to be that way?
For all life is holy, the poet once said, and all that is different is part of the dance, and the web of life's colours needs each single thread for the dance to continue unbroken.
For all life is holy, the poet once said, and all that is different is part of the dance, and the web of life's colours needs each single thread for the dance to continue unbroken. To continue unbroken. For all life is holy, the poet once said, and all that is different is part of the dance, and the web of life's colours needs each single thread for the dance to continue.
Ian Bell, natural wine guy from Strong Plate Provisions here, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I often find that fine natural wine pairs wonderfully with folk and roots music. Both are produced using minimal interventions and traditional techniques.
Justice, how happening, wrongly arrested, barbed and framed, and then stuck in a cell to rot there for years, while the ones who arranged it pursue their careers. But don't get hysterical, negative and cynical, we're gonna change it, get political. Don't get hysterical, negative and cynical, we're gonna change it, get political. Thank you. justice, you're up on suspicion. The next thing you know, you're down at the station when they bang you on the head with a telephone book to help you recall what it was that you do. Well, don't get hysterical, negative and cynical. We're gonna change it, get political. Don't get hysterical, negative and cynical. We're gonna change it, get political. Picked up and sent for a spell and all day. Don't get hysterical, negative and cynical. We're gonna change it, get political. Don't get hysterical, negative and cynical. We're gonna change it, get political. Don't get hysterical, negative and cynical. We're gonna change it.
And finally, I want to, suggest that we think about the larger picture, the assault against affirmative action, the increasing conservatism. You know, I don't think I'm going to forget the way those buildings that focus on the family complex look for a long time. I mean, that is amazing. That is amazing. And it's not that we don't want to focus on our families. But the family is used in this ideological way. I mean, who is the real family, right? The real family is generally nuclear. The father works. The mother's supposed to stay at home and be a good wife and mother. So the single mother is not, and her children, they don't count as a family. There's a great deal of homophobia that is implied by that particular construction of the family, so that gays and lesbians who have families don't have, quote, real families, according to these people over there on the hill. I truly believe that those who are really committed to the kind of conservative politics that is messing up our lives today are the minority of people in this country. Oh, that was a slip. I hope that, I mean, they look like the majority. But that's because the rest of us are relatively silent. And I want to urge every single one of you who have come out to participate in this community building moment to think very deeply about what you can do to make a difference. Thank you very much.
That was Angela Davis with Breaking the Silence. She's a political activist, writer, philosopher, and academic, known for her work on feminism and prison abolition. That's from a talk she gave at Colorado College in May of 1997. Before that, we heard Alistair Hewlett with Criminal Justice. He was a folk singer from Glasgow, Scotland, known as a member of the folk punk band Roaring Jack. That's from his 2005 album Riches and Rags. He originally wrote the song for Roaring Jack and recorded it as a single in 1990. Before that, we heard Chris Foster and Sinead Jones with All That Is Different. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at juliannacyoung.com. We'll hear one now from David Rovix, a musician and writer based in Oregon who's been touring internationally since the 1990s. This one, So This Is What It's Like, is from his 2020 album, Strangers and Friends.
So this is what it's like to live in such a place where kids with book bags and braces take the bus to school, learn the golden rule. So this is what it's like to live in such a nation where people stay within their stations, where the businessmen wear ties, they have a burger, Coke, and fries. So this is what it's like to live in a country where kids go to the beach to party, mowing lawns for summer wages, while other kids get put in cages. So this is what it's like when you learn to go ahead, put your kids to bed, try not to think as you turn out the lamp about the ones in our detention camps. So this is what it's like with the rule of law suspended, society upended, you don't know what to do. They're taking away your neighbors, but they're not citizens like you. So this is what it's like.
Let's see, now we're gonna do now we'll go back to a blatant propaganda song. It's for an existential portrait of our law and order people, your local policeman.
Meet the king of cowboys. He rides a pale pony. He fights the bad boys, brings them to their knees. He patrols the highways from the air. He keeps the country safe from long hair. I am the masculine American man. I kill, therefore I am.
Here comes the helicopter. Second time today. Everybody scatters and hopes it goes away. How many kids they've murdered, only God can say. If I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, I'd make somebody pay. I don't believe in guarded borders, and I don't believe in hate. I don't believe in generals or their stinking torture states. And when I talk with the survivors of things too sickening to relate, if I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, I would retaliate. On the Rio La Cantoon, 100,000 wait to fall down from starvation or some less humane fate. Cry for Guatemala with a corpse in every gate. If I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, I would not hesitate.
We just heard Bruce Cockburn with If I Had a Rocket Launcher. He's a singer-songwriter and guitarist from Ottawa who's been playing professionally for over 40 years. He originally included that song on his 1984 album Stealing Fire. It was inspired by a trip Cockburn took to Guatemalan refugee camps in Mexico after dictator Efraín Ríos Montt's counterinsurgency campaign. That's a recording made in the Netherlands in 1991. Before that, we heard Phil Oakes with I Kill, Therefore I Am. He was an American protest singer who grew up all over the United States, but moved to New York City in 1962 to establish himself as a folk singer in the Greenwich Village folk scene. That's a live recording from a concert he gave at the Pacific National Exhibition Garden Auditorium in Vancouver in 1969, released in 1990. Before that, we heard David Rovics with So This Is What It's Like. Here's one now from Malvina Reynolds, a folk singer from California, known particularly for writing the song Little Boxes, though she wrote and recorded a large catalog of music during her career. This one, Let Them Eat Cake, is a live recording from 1972.
Let them eat cake, said Marie Antoinette. So they chopped off her head until she was dead. The solution was drastic, the story's fantastic, they talk of it yet. Let them eat cake, so they feed us on cake. It's loaded with sugar, the flavors are fake. We think we've had something, they say it's a treat. But when it's all over, our stomach says, buddy, when do we eat? Let them eat cake, so they feed us on lies. Icky with color, they dazzle the eyes. They sound and they sound as though something's been said. But the questions we're asking keep rolling around in our heads. Let them eat cake, said Marie Antoinette. So they feed us the zonkers while they eat the meat. They stuff us with plastic. They tell us it's great, and we gag at the colored pollution they put on the plate. Let them eat cake from the frozen food bin, a concoction of nothing with air beaten in. We eat and we're hungry, their word is a lie. If we leave their heads on, we'll die.
Poets be buried in tender marching. other if this is all there is. A home that won't claim you, a country that rescinds. You are your own saint, a center to hold, a life to live. I asked my father if this is all there is. They built my city.
Sean Burns from Lost Country and Cor Blund and the Hurtin' Albertans. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
a nasty letter, but they didn't sign their name. I think I know who wrote it. Well, I recognize that hand. It's getting warm, oh, so warm. It's so warm in a winter's day.
Heard Otis Taylor with Nasty Letter. He's a blues musician from Colorado who left the music industry in the late 70s to become an antique dealer. He started playing professionally again in the mid-90s and has now released 15 albums. That one's from his 2003 album, Truth Is Not Fiction. The liner notes say, "Sometimes a letter isn't signed, but you know where it came from." Before that, we heard Kaya Cater with Poets Be Buried. She's a Grenadian-Canadian folk singer based in Toronto, and that one's off her 2018 album, Grenades. Before that, we heard Malvina Reynolds with Let Them Eat Cake. Here's one from Willie Dunn. He was a Mi'kmaq musician, film director, and politician from Montreal. This one, I Pity the Country, is off his 1972 self-titled album.
I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of the man who thrives on hate. Smaller the lies of cheats and of liars, of bigoted news press, fascist town crier. Deception annoys me, perception destroys me. Bill of Rights throws me chills, they all know me. Frustrated art churchman, saving a soul man, Tinker the tailor, the colonial governor, they pull and they paw me. They're seeking to draw me away from the roundness of the light. Of my body, the trip is with power, back bacon and welfare. Please they arrest me, materialists to test me, pollution that chokes me, movies that joke me, politicians exploit me, city life jades me. Hudson Bay flees me, hunting lost for me. Government is bumbling, revolution's rumbling. To be ruled in impunity is tradition, continuity. I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man drives on hate.
There are times we reach the edge of a turning point.
That will remake us and pretty simple. You got enough wealth to spread it around. See, everybody swims and nobody drowns. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. There's too many people out living on the street. They need homes. They need food to eat. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. We need water. We need clean air. We need jobs. We need health care. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. And it's not just me. And it's not just you. It's all of us. And it's not just me. And it's not just you. It's all of us. It's pretty simple. You take the stolen money out from under their thumb, give it back to the people that they stole it from. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. You cut the military budget till it's almost gone. Put the money in schools and you can't go wrong. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. We've been doing it wrong all along the lines, so let's do it right this time. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. And it's not just me. And it's not just you, it's all of us. It's not just me, and it's not just you, it's all of us. And we are greater than they allow us to believe. We are genius, we are history to be. They think their money is the key, but we know the keys in the numbers of our solidarity. It's pretty simple. You can't do it alone, don't even try. You gotta organize, it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. You're dreaming a dream and you're making it real. Everybody's got a shoulder they can put to the wheel. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. And it's a victory and it's almost won. And you're doing what they told you couldn't be done. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. And it's not just me. And it's not just you. It's all of us. It's not just me, and it's not just you, it's all of us. And it's not just me, and it's not just you, it's all of us.
We just heard Jim Page with Pretty Simple. He's a folk singer and activist based in Seattle, and that one's off his 2020 album of the same name. Before that, we heard Dori Elzey with The Ones Who Have Gone Before Us. She's a singer-songwriter and an HR professional based in Chicago. That song was recorded in 1977 for the What Now People series that advocated song as political movement. The liner notes for the song state, in part, "Just like a river, history never moves backward. But there are momentary setbacks and periods when the odds are stacked against those who are trying to resolve the problems which hold back a new stage of history." This song expresses what it's like to look those difficult times in the face and remind ourselves that many people have withstood and overcome similar situations. Before that, we heard Willie Dunn with I Pity the Country. I've got a few more songs for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play, over at my website, julianacyoung.com. You can sign up for my newsletter there as well. You can also find a list of themed episodes we've done over the years. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or follow me on Blue Sky at barkingdogckuw. I'll leave you with one from Dave Gunning, a musician from Pictou County, Nova Scotia, who began playing professionally in the 1990s. This one, Wish I Was Wrong, is off his 2019 album, Up Against the Sky. It's about the pollution and health issues caused by a bleached craft pulp mill in his region. He co-wrote it with Jamie Robinson, who joins him on guitar on this recording. Take care.
Has this time of peace reached the end? There's a storm on the ocean. It's closing in. We want a safe harbor. We want a clean shore. But you think it was the whole wide world we were asking for? Now I could name the names, but they know who they are. They got a teaspoon of power from a voting card. It's like they never meant a promise that they couldn't break. Do the best to divide us if we take the bait. I wish I was wrong. I wish I was wrong. I wish I was wrong. I was wrong. You see, the truth is in the middle, but this time I disagree. 'Cause when it looks you in the eyes, you gotta call it like you see. We can taste the poison coming from the stacks. In the clouds in the air, can't hide the facts. And they only see the forest for the trees. They'll cut them all down before they leave. We have to stand and fight, 'cause I can't go on. If in my heart I'm right, I wish I was wrong. Wish I was wrong. Wish it never came to this. Putting all we have at risk. Taking everything that's good until it's gone. Oh, I wish I was wrong. I was wrong. I wish I was wrong. I wish I was wrong. I wish I was wrong. Has this time of peace reached the end? There's a storm on the ocean. Closing in.
Full of fear, I'm gonna save you. Of course, it doesn't get the kind of incessant attention that, say, the breakup of Hollywood stars like Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. But doesn't this attack on libraries, on schools, do you see it as part of a pattern in terms of undermining the commons?
What is happening to the public common? That is what Galbraith pointed to. You know, back when he wrote The Affluent Society, what has been really one of the terrible consequences of the militarization of the country is the starving of the public sector, the starving of education, of libraries, of health, of housing. And instead, of course, the pouring of money into activities which are enormously profitable for corporations. I mean, this is why people become socialists. People become socialists in the way that I became a socialist when I read Upton Sinclair and when I read Karl Marx, just to make it a little more dangerous. And that is the understanding that when you have a society where the production of things is based on their profitability, then the things that are not profitable will not be produced. And it is profitable to produce high-rise luxury apartments. It is profitable to build banks and insurance companies, skyscrapers, as we have here, you know, in Boston, the tallest buildings are not residential buildings for poor people. They're John Hancock and Prudential. It is profitable to do those things, but it's not profitable to build housing for poor people. You know, it is profitable to build nuclear weapons, profitable to build attack aircraft and helicopters, and it is not profitable to build libraries or to build healthcare centers. So that, I talked about the militarization of society, but even before the United States began to turn an enormous amount of its wealth over to war, even before that, the very fact that we were a capitalist society based upon the profit motive meant that profit came first. After all, when Roosevelt confronted a depression, when the nation was in economic chaos, the nation had not yet become a militarized nation, but the nation had been a capitalist country, and in a capitalist country, the needs of people came second to the needs of big business. So this has been a constant factor in the United States as a capitalist society, only exacerbated by the militarization of the country.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
Yearning for an ear full of concert music that will stretch your listening brain? Check out Groundswell Radio twice a week right here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Groundswell Radio, 2 p.m. Monday, 4 p.m. Sunday.